Thanks, Damien. Good afternoon. Yesterday before noon, Mendocino Sheriff's detectives received information that Walter Christopher Miller was possibly occupying a room at the Best Western Orchard Inn in the city of Ukiah. Miller was wanted for reportedly firing rounds at officers during a car chase we reported earlier this week. A perimeter was established around the hotel and the SWAT team went in. They confined Miller to his room. After 2.5 hours of negotiations, Miller came out and was arrested by the SWAT team. Sheriff's detectives noted one of the firearms seized was one stolen from the Van Arsdale Road residence in Potter Valley on Monday, and was a firearm believed to have been used during the attempted murder of Mendocino County Sheriff's deputy on that same day. Miller was transported to the Mendocino County Jail, where he was booked on charges of attempted murder, illegal possessing of a firearm, burglary, possessing stolen property, and other charges. Yesterday morning, the Humboldt County Sheriff's Office received a call from a concerned relative of Jeffrey Panoutsos, reporting him as a missing person. He was last seen 2 days ago at the 3200 block of Cedar Street, Eureka. Office also learned that he frequently walks in the area of Redwood Fields, Sequoia Park, and other forested areas surrounding those locations. He's described as a white male, age 20, standing at 6'2", 175 to 180 pounds, with blonde hair and green eyes. He was last seen wearing a green sweatshirt with the word Humboldt printed on the front. Some good news in a different missing person case. Arcata police were notified that 53-year-old David Anthony Williams has been located after admitting himself to a local medical facility. Williams was reported missing by a family member on February 21st. The Arcata Police Department would like to thank all who assisted in the search for Mr. Williams. Yesterday, Eureka Police's problem-oriented policing unit conducted a traffic stop near the intersection of 7th and B Streets in Eureka. 25-year-old Gilberto Farias Lopez was arrested for driving on a suspended license, meth possession, and marijuana possession, and that led to a search at his residence on the 6700 block of Harrison Street in Fields Landing. Detectives located additional meth and marijuana. At the conclusion of their investigation, they have seized 42 pounds of processed marijuana that has a street value of $84,000, as well as 1.6 ounces of meth. Humboldt County Sheriff Mike Downey and Humboldt County 1st District Supervisor Rex Bone met today at 3:30 p.m. with the Tribal Council of the Bear River Band of the Ronerville Rancheria, aiming to finalize the agreement between the rancheria and the sheriff's office to pay for one full-time deputy sheriff position over the course of 2 years. We'll have more information later on how that meeting went. And we'll have more KINS news after this.
What do I really like about my bank? When I call my bank after the first or the second ring, I hear the voice of a real, live person. Now that's customer service. I'm Edie Visade, and my bank is Redwood Capital Bank.
At my bank, even the smallest transactions are a big deal. I'm Nancy Victorine, and my bank is Redwood Capital Bank.
Redwood Capital Bank, our interest is you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Appearing on our Talk Shop program this week, Humboldt County Supervisor Estelle Fennell talking about what effect Obamacare could have on the local county budget. It begins with more questions than answers.
You know, the big mystery of what's going to happen in January 2014 and the Affordable Care Act begins to be implemented, that's going to be a big issue. And how are we going to handle it? And I don't have the figures right now. I don't think anybody does.
How should local officials prepare for the great health care unknown? Fennell says starting with the information coming down from the federal government is the place to start, as sparse as it may be.
Well, you just have to go with the information that you're getting down from on high, you know, what the projections are based on this particular formula or that particular formula.
Will it work? Will the Affordable Health Care Act insure everybody? Estelle says no.
It's supposed to make it that everybody will be insured, but that's not going to happen.
Humboldt State University's Schatz Energy Research Center has extended its reach to India in a partnership to help accelerate development of a solar energy market for millions of Indians who have little or no electric power. The Schatz Center is the team leader and the coordinator of a network of international laboratories that conducts rigorous testing to ensure the quality of solar off-grid lighting products sold in African and Asian markets, and now including India. With the KINS of the news, I'm Anthony Mantova.